Rock and roll Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
Yep, that's the day.
Yep.
My favorite day of the week.
I know it is.
Get to talk a little bit of rock and roll.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to take everyone back today to 1973.
We're going to take the beginning of the song and do it nice and rough. 1973.
rolling
on the river. Dun.
Argentina. But that ain't.
There's a guy here in town, Bubba Norwood. You know Bubba Norwood?
Yeah.
Bubba Norwood used to play drums with Ike and Tina
Bubba
Turner.
Bubba played with everybody.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He played with the Monkees. He played with, the list goes on and on and on and on. Go into Bredman's and you can see a photograph of him playing. I think it was with the Monkees.
Yeah.
But he's played with a ton of people.
You know what's really cool?
What?
We went recently to Shikori Hills Grassroots Festival.
Yes.
And the Music Maker Relief Foundation.
Yeah.
Which is headquartered in Hillsboro. A lot of great older musicians.
Yeah, he brought a lot of people up from New Orleans, didn't he?
And young people have gathered, have joined in. People like Lakota John, who's just turned 18 years
Ironing
old.
Ironing Board Sam.
Yeah, exactly. Harvey Arnold.
Yeah.
But Bubba Norwood was playing with him at Shikori Hills.
That's awesome.
It was like an all-star review.
That's awesome.
And Bubba back there playing the drums, they kept alternating the lead singer or whatever, lead performer, and Big Ron Hunter was there, and Ironing Board Sam, and et cetera, et cetera. And Bubba Norwood playing the drums the whole time.
Holding it all together.
Fantastic, man.
With the backbeat.
He's really good.
Yeah, it's good.
So, yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
I'm sorry I got
that's
us
all right.
off on
no,
that.
No, no, no. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
So we're taking everyone back to 1973, so we're going to ask everyone to name the tune and name the artist that Ron's about to play.
Okay, hand it to me, but I'm not looking at it, so you got to have to help me.
Flip it.
Okay.
You got it. You got it.
I got it. Okay. I got it.
All right. Here we go.
I'm dropping the needle right now.
Hello, it's me.
Hello, it's me.
Hello, it's me.
Yeah, no, it's me.
It's
yes. Runt.
It's
or Todd Rundgren.
Todd Rundgren.
Yeah.
Who on his first single, "We Got to Get You a Woman," was
he was known as Runt.
Runt. Yeah. Hello, it's me by Todd Rundgren. It was a remake from 1969 and 1970 from his old Philadelphia group, The Nazz.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so this version.
Really talented guy.
Oh, and unbelievable. I mean, the album that this song came from was Something, Anything. He played every instrument on the album.
Yeah,
it was a double album. It was an incredible album. This tune, this remake, great tune, that peaked at number 5 on the Billboard chart.
Right. I remember playing it on the radio a whole lot.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, yeah.
It was a real mainstream hit. Big hit. Good tune.
Well, Todd Rundgren, I saw him over at Carolina Theater.
Really?
Over in Durham. Came out and started playing Love of the Common Man.
Still puts on a good show.
Oh, my God. He destroyed his guitar strings.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, just... That was it with the electric guitar.
Very underrated musician.
Well, he was a fantastic producer.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, listen, Freddie, thank you for this little nostalgic look back.
No, we'll just take everyone back, maybe. I mean, for me, it was spring and finishing up my junior year.
I just want to bang on this drum all day. I don't want to work. Let's leave right now.
Well, you want to go find a woman?
Yeah, Leroy boy, let's go.
See you tomorrow.
Yep.